The Orphan Choir by Sophie Hannah, read by Geraldine James. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy be upon us, as our trust is in thee. Turn us again, thou God of hosts. Show the light of thy countenance, and we shall be whole. O Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come unto thee. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Give us light in the night season, we beseech thee, O Lord, and grant that what we sing and say with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may show forth in our daily life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. 1. September, October. Chapter 1. It's 12:45. I'm standing in the rain outside my next-door neighbour's house, gripping his rusted railings with cold, wet hands, staring down through them at the misshapen and perilously narrow stone steps leading to his converted basement, from which noise is blaring. It's my least favourite song in the world. Queen's Don't Stop Me Now. There's a reddish-orange light seeping out into the darkness from the basement's bay window that looks as unappealing as the too loud music sounds. Both make me think of hell, my idea of it. There are no other lights on anywhere in my neighbour's four-storey home. My lower ground floor, next door, is dark and silent. We mainly use it as guest accommodation, and as we don't often have guests, it is usually empty. It comprises two bedrooms, a playroom-cum-Xbox room for Joseph, and a large bathroom. All of number 19's internal cellar walls have been knocked down to make a single vast area, either a chill-out den or an entertaining space, depending on whether you're talking to my neighbour or his girlfriend. I think the label entertaining space worries him because of its public-spirited implications. The word entertain suggests that one might give a toss about people other than oneself. My next-door neighbour doesn't. Freddie Mercury's reflections about supersonic women are making me glad that I've never met one. They sound like a bit of a handful, not very easygoing. I've never had ambitions in the direction of supersonicness, whatever it might be. What I want is far more achievable, I hope, to be warm, dry, asleep. At the moment, these are the only things I want, the only things I can imagine ever wanting. The stairs leading from the pavement down to number 19's basement are slimy with moss, rain, and street gunge. Each step surface was a perfect rectangle once, but more than 100 years' worth of feet and weather have worn away corners and edges, making them too uneven to use safely, especially in tonight's waterfall-style downpour. Normally, I look at them and feel a twinge of satisfaction. The woman who sold us number 17 had recently had all of its eroded stonework replaced. The steps from our lower ground level up to the street are beautifully straight-edged, with a new black-painted iron handrail bolted onto them for added safety. But what does that matter, really? If I can't sleep in my house when I want to, all its other virtues are somewhat redundant. Number 19 has no handrail. I don't fancy attempting the descent while water cascades from one step down to the next, like a liquid slinky toy without boundaries, but what choice do I have? If I want to get my neighbour's attention, I'll have to put myself where he can see me, or wait for a gap between songs and bang on the window of the room that he and his friends are in. I've rung the front doorbell 7 times, and he can't hear me. Of course he can't. Freddie Mercury is drowning out all other sounds. I'm wearing pink and white checked pyjamas, drenched from knee to ankle, a black raincoat, and trainers that were waterlogged 5 seconds after I left the house. My feet now feel as if they're in 2 flotation tanks, weighing me down. It's the opposite of people putting slabs of concrete in their pockets to make them sink when they wade into water. I am weighed down by water on the pavement's concrete. This is the kind of rain the skies pour over your head in a never-ending torrent. It's hard to believe it's composed of light, individual drops. I can't help laughing at the absurdity of it, as Freddie Mercury invites me to give him a call if I want to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?